Coach, what do you remember about your time with Derek College? What did you get?
As a real professional, I mean, he came in. He had never played guard when we drafted him. He was a left tackle out of Boise State, and he's very smart. He's very durable. I want to say he's never missed a game in his eight-year NFL career, and he was very professional. I mean, it was important to him. He came to work every day, showed up, practiced every single day, and, you know, he did some good things. He, you know, contributed an awful lot. I think basically I want to say he started 15 games his rookie year, and that's when I was the line coach, and he's a good person, good quality guy, good family guy.
When you see Cam out there at 32 still doing the things he's doing, does that kind of open your eyes a little?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. We were watching the one-on-one tapes last night, and you watch, you know, we've got a young player at right tackle, and he's going up almost every single snap against a guy that's an established, productive player in this league who practices hard. I think the one thing that's I really appreciate about Cam Wake is the fact, obviously, you know, we want the production and the performance on game day, but he does a great job in practice, too.
So with Deion's suspension, how do you balance getting rest of the team and also getting the guys ready for the
Yeah.
will be available for the first 4 days?
Right. Well, you know, we have 43 days, I think, from today, but it does go quickly, James. And, you know, today we wanted to get 98 competitive snaps in this practice. And so, you know, that's probably, I would guess, a little bit more than most NFL teams on the average, I would guess. And so we want to provide opportunities for everybody. As you mentioned, it's a delicate balance. I mean, Deion needs work at defensive end. He needs work on the fundamentals. He's going to need work tomorrow when the pads go on. But we do have to also be cognizant that we're getting ready to play a game. So there's a balancing act, and I think we got to have to find the right mix. I don't know that we have a specific set-in-stone formula that he's getting 50% of that period or 40% of that. I don't know if we're that smart, you know.
Joe, there's probably no such thing as having too much talent at a position. But at receiver, you have maybe seven, maybe eight guys who might be NFL caliber. Did you agree with that? And how tough is it going to be settling on a fifth and maybe a sixth if you have that many?
You know, I like the group. I think I said the other day that it's the deepest that it's been since I've been here. I certainly agree with that. And so we'll see. I think things have a tendency to sort themselves out a little bit once all these practices and the preseason games take place. And I do like the group. And as you know, Barry, there'll be some special teams things that'll maybe impact a couple of those decisions. But it's a good group. Yeah.
Coach, real quickly on Juwan James,
yeah.
First round pick on right tackle. What have you seen the first couple of days from him, Coach?
Very smart, very aware. You know, the intensity's picked up a little bit from OTAs with the shells on. Certainly going to come up another notch tomorrow. So it's a little bit early, but I like his poise. He's very coachable. He learns. He listens well. So I expect him to develop, but I've liked what I see the first 2 days.
Joseph, the offense had a nice bounce back day today. What did you think of the offense out there today and the defense as well?
I like the way the guys practiced. I mean, you know, you have to remember sometimes we have those split drills. I probably didn't see yet 35 plays of practice, so I can't, you know, say unequivocally it was a great practice. But, you know, my gut tells me it was a good practice. There was good energy. We finished on, you know, yesterday I think we were 7 minutes behind, and, you know, that happens when you know, the center quarterback exchange is going all over the place. And so I thought it was I do think it was a better practice. I like the way the guys were moving around.
Can you talk about the secondary right now, where is that? And also that cornerback competition opposite Brent Grimes, you know, how you see it?
Yeah. Well, you know, right now we've started with Brent and Cortland, the first guys, and I watched the tape yesterday, last night of even an individual period. I like what Will Davis and Jamar Taylor are doing. Just moving around, their movement skill. So we're going to have to see how it goes, but it's early in camp. But so far, I like what I see.
Guys, hold on 1 second. We have lightning coming through in the air, so we're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick.
Let's real quick, Taylor and Davis compared to last year.
Well, Will had a very good camp. As you remember, Jamar had to deal with a couple of injury situations. It was hard to get him on the field for any extended period of time, so it stunted, I think, his development. But, you know, I think they're improved for sure.
What does Mike Wallace have to do, you know, better?
Yeah. Well, I think the timing and the rhythm, this is a timing, rhythm passing game. And, you know, one of the, we call it axioms of the receiver position here is you have to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. I know that sounds simplistic, but that's number one, I think, what he has to do. And then we want to expand his route tree a little bit, and we want to expand where he lines up a little bit. And I think we've done some of those things, but we're still starting to work on those.